We give thanks for all that God has already given you, and we welcome you in Christian love as worshipers together with you in the body of Christ and in this community of the First United Methodist Church of Warsaw. We celebrate your decision to become a member of this church community. We prayerfully support you and look forward to our journey together. We renew our covenant faithfully to participate in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, and our service, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. Amen. The God of all grace, who has called us to eternal glory in Jesus Christ, establish you and strengthen you by the power of the Holy Spirit, that with God's power and freedom, you may live with grace and peace. Amen. Turn around here for a minute, would you? Now, I want to explain a little something here. In church work, the church in general believes that when youth become of age 12 to 13, they are old enough to speak for themselves in matter of faith. And that's why confirmation is always around that age group, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, whatever their opportunity. And of course, anyone can attend who is older than that if you haven't had that opportunity. So even though India is going to join with her family today, we're going to refrain from baptizing her until after confirmation. And that way she can understand, because of her age, what is going on in that regard. So we welcome her, but I just want you to know why she won't be baptized today. All right. Laura, Shane, Lisa, will you nurture your children in Christ's holy church, that by your teaching and example, they may be guided to accept God's grace for themselves, to profess their faith openly, and to lead a Christian life? Will. Do you desire to have your children baptized into this particular church community, as well as the faith and family of the entire body of Christ? Acknowledging their need for nurture in a Christian community of caring and concerned people, do you promise to allow this church community to love and care for them by bringing them into the life of this Christian community, to worship, to teach them the story of our faith, to guide them as they are called into response to the gospel, and to encourage them to be in relationship with other believers as they grow in their faith in God? Church community, would you please stand? Those who have a spiritual heritage with these kids, this local church community, do you, as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ? Also, recognizing that there are many persons who touch the lives of children beyond their parents, and recognizing that in many ways the church community has as much influence as parents and immediate family, do you, First Church Community, promise to help and support Laura, Shane, and Lisa in their parenting, and give your time, your protection, your guidance, and your love, providing these kids with continuing opportunities to explore their growing relationship with God? Please respond with us. With God's help, we will proclaim the good news and live according to the example of Christ. We will surround these persons with a community of love and forgiveness, that they may grow in their trust in God and be found faithful in their service to others. We will pray for them that they may be true disciples who walk in the way that leads to life. Amen. Doesn't that sound awesome? Please be seated. Okay. Oh, if you don't mind, stay up here with us and celebrate. Maybe we can just move slightly to the side here, and would you all come?